News. I'm Laura Winters. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Finalizing this deal could take days. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network, their bureau, from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. At the University of Virginia, police arresting 25 protesters and clear their encampment on the UVA campus. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Connecticut, demolition continues on I-95, a major corridor in the Northeast, where there was an explosive crash. Workers were back in Norwalk, Connecticut, Saturday to finish taking down a bridge severely damaged by fire after a gas-filled tanker truck crashed on I-95 and burst into flames. Both sides of the highway remain closed to traffic between exits 14 and 16. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says this stretch of highway will remain closed until at least Monday. In other news, Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar facing bribery charges.
The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. I'm Jen Gelber.
Turning now to entertainment news, a new documentary about Kevin Spacey is set to be released amid new allegations of sexual assault against the actor. The documentary, called Spacey Unmasked, will explore Spacey's alleged behavior, which the House of Cards star continues to deny. Spacey claims he wasn't afforded adequate time to address the claims made in this documentary. Now, this film is scheduled to premiere in the UK on May 6th and May 7th. Spacey was acquitted of 9 sexual assault charges in a London trial back in 2023. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.